Kansas once again is on the verge of officially recognizing the theory of evolution. Last year, the State Board of Education voted to eliminate evolution from the list of subjects that should be taught in science class. Today, a new board will be sworn in, and the members have pledged to make evolution and the Big Bang Theory part of the state's official science curriculum. Peter Hancock of Kansas Public Radio reports.
The proposed new standards are a direct result of last November's elections when moderates regained control of the State Board of Education. These standards also include a revised tolerance statement that's intended to be less antagonistic toward religion. John Schrock is a biology professor at Emporia State University in Kansas and a member of the Science Standards Writing Committee.
We did have a statement that indicated that there's nothing in the U.S. or the Kansas Constitution that requires a teacher to give consideration to religious views and so on. And that's a very harsh way of putting it, and one that teachers simply, they don't see the situation in the classroom that way. I haven't found a biology teacher practicing in the state who looks at it in a legalistic way.
That approach offended some religious conservatives. In August 1999, by a 6-4 vote, the state board set off a storm of controversy when it voted to delete evolution from the state science curriculum. That document did not forbid the teaching of evolution, but it did remove evolution from the list of concepts that students were required to learn. That, in turn, led to the removal of evolution from the state tests that students are given each year, and raised the fear that if teachers teach to the test, evolution would disappear from the classroom. Bill Wagnon, a Democrat who voted against those standards, says that decision dealt a severe setback to the cause of education reform in Kansas.
In terms of board leadership, I think the behavior of the board, its deadlocks, its decision for removing the importance of Darwinian evolution from the science standards undermined the credibility of the state board. And to the extent that the state board plays an important role in setting credible standards for school districts around the state to aspire to improve their districts, we lost time.
It was in part the controversy over evolution that led to a changing of the guard in November. The moderate candidates campaigned on a pledge to return evolution to the science standards and restore public confidence in the state board.
Right now, the issue, I think, is not in credible standards. It's in the reputation of the school system among people who are asked to increase taxes in order to support adequately the schools. To my mind, that's the gap that we have not yet closed.
Dr. Schrock says the new version not only returns evolution, but a number of other concepts that had been overlooked as well.
Evolution would be fully back in. Human sexuality is a healthy aspect. That's back in. The Big Bang and the geological timescales would be back in. And a lot of little things that were nuanced in the amended version, which we feel do not align with science and did some violence to the way science is actually done.
Board members say they haven't decided whether they will act on the proposed new standards today or simply take public comment and delay action for another month. But educators throughout the state are pushing for a quick resolution so the new tests can be ready in time for students to take them this spring. For NPR News, this is Peter Hancock in Topeka.